Hey, everybody. Sorry. Hey, it's nice to see you all. Today we're supposed to go with Erevin, so we'll keep to that. But after that, we can do Pesach. You know, if you want one shiur Pesach, two shiur, whatever, three shiur, whatever you like.
How many
shiur
do you need?
Okay, but today we're supposed to do Erevin, so we'll do Erevin. Okay. Okay. So I'm sure you've all heard of the concept of an Erev. You always say the community have an Erev, doesn't have an Erev, what's going on here? So basically we have a concept of Dalad Rishudus. There are four domains in terms of Shabbos. The Rishus HaYachid, there's Rishus HaRabim, there's the Carmelis, and the Mekom Patur. So, what is Rishus HaYachid? So Rishus HaYachid, in English we would translate it as a private domain. So it's an area that is surrounded by walls. It's an area of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. The tefach is, say, roughly 4 inches or so. So it's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, minimum. And it has either different opinions, either 3 walls or 4 walls of 10 tefachim high. 47 inches high. Okay, that is a Rishus HaYachid, a private domain. Now, again, your lawn in front of your house is also private domain, but it doesn't have necessarily walls around it. So therefore, that's not called Rishus HaYachid. Right? It has to be enclosed. Okay? And of course, on Shabbos, you can carry in the Rishus HaYachid. Then we have a concept called the Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim is a public domain. But again, it has its specific criteria as well, besides just being called a public domain. So it has to be an area of Tezayin Am. Sixteen amos wide. So an amma has wide like 6 tefachim. So if a tefach is roughly 4 inches, right? So it would be what? 24 inches would be around 2 feet, roughly. Around 32 feet wide. Right? So that's a Rishus HaRabim. In other words, it has that thoroughfare that the traffic is going, that's Tezayin Am wide. Now, in addition, there is a Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that it's not enough that it should be Tezayin Am wide, but it also has to be what? That also has to be have Shishim Rebo, 600,000 people there. And some opinions say no, as long as the Tezayin Am alone, even without the 600,000 people, it's also considered a Rishus Rabbah. So the Machlokas Rishonim is, do you need both criteria, Tezai Nama and 600,000? Or is it enough just to have Tezai Nama to be called a Rishus Rabbah? Okay. And we'll get more practical in momentarily. Then a kamalis means it doesn't fulfill the criteria of a Rishus Yachid or a Rishus Rabbah. Meaning, say, like a classic example would be like a camp in the summer. So you have your local camp, your bungalow colony. So this doesn't have a road, say, a narrow, doesn't have a road that's 16 amos wide. But they're not necessarily walls around it. So it doesn't fulfill Rishus HaYachid, but doesn't fulfill Rishus HaRabim either. So therefore, it's called a kamalis, and a kamalis, you can't carry in a kamalis, but only midrabbanan. See, in Rishus HaRabim, if you carry Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, you chayiv skila. In a kamalis, it's only midrabbanan, because since it doesn't fulfill either Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim, so we treat it like a Rishus HaRabim, but midrabbanan. Because if it'll have walls, then it'll be Rishus HaYachid. And then Mekom Patur is more complicated. I'm going to leave that out for the moment. Okay? Now, so on Shabbos, you can't carry in the Rishus HaRabim, Midaraisa. You can't carry in a Karmelis either, Midarabon. And Rishus HaYachid, you could carry. That's your own house, is a Rishus HaYachid, right? This building is a Rishus HaYachid, right? It has walls around it. However, even a Rishus HaYachid, you can't carry if the Rishus HaYachid has different people living there. Say, you know, like you have an apartment building. So I rent my apartment, you rent your apartment. So you're not allowed to carry from one private domain to another private domain on Shabbos. That's midrabbanan. So you can't, on Shabbos, you can't carry from your apartment into the other apartment, even though you're not going outdoors. Is going through the hallway, which is also Rishus HaYachid. But since the Rishus HaYachids are owned by different people, so it might be confused with the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you can't carry unless you make what? An Eruv Chatzeris, which means that you have to take a box of matzahs and give it to somebody to pick up on behalf of everyone in the building, and then you can put it in one of the people's homes, and then it's considered like one big happy family, and then you can carry from different people's, provided that it's indoors. And then also you need, for the goyim, you need to rent out the skiris rishus, etc. But that's the basic idea. So rishus hayachid you could carry, only if it's owned by one person. But if it's different people, then midrabbanan you can't. Rishus harabim you can't carry. And if you do, you chayv skila. And the karmelis midrabbanan you can't carry. And the mekom patur, again, we'll leave that for a different time. Okay, yeah.
If the apartment owner, if the landlord owns the entire building, is Jewish, is that considered his rishus?
But if he's renting it out,
it depends on the nature of how the Torah leases. be rented out, are they considered owners, or would it be still, it's still his property, it's still one open building that...
Well, yeah, all apartment buildings are usually, except for maybe co-ops, but they're owned by, could be owned by one person, but then he rents it out, and then each apartment is considered a separate unit.
But I'm saying, like, if the landlord is a Jewish person, and he says, guys, this is my building, you know, this is the nature of the lease, this is all my Rishus Hayafid, you know, these are just separate rooms in my house, would that remove the necessity to have an heir placeros?
According to some, if he has the ability, could he just tell people to, okay, today I want you to move out of this apartment to go here?
Mm-hmm.
So according to the Mishnah Berurah, if he could just tell people at any given day, okay, you're not living here anymore, you're going to live here. So then, according to, there are some opinions that would remove, but not everyone agrees to that. According to Mishnah Berurah, okay? Now, what we call today an Erev, as Rav Shach always says, really not an Erev. When we discuss the string, to put up the strings around the community, that's called Suras HaPesach. Suras HaPesach. Suras HaPesach means you take two poles, vertical poles, and then you have a string on top. And usually what they do is they have a nail coming out, so then you wrap it around. And that's called Tzuras HaPesach, because it looks like a doorway. It's a Tzuras HaPesach. So in, like Rav Shach always says, like a Yiddishism, that when we use the word Erev today, so we're referring to the Tzuras HaPesach technically. Because Erev technically is the box of matzahs. But when we say the community has an Erev, it means that it has these door frames. Now, the Gemara refers to a Tzuras HaPesach as Kono Mikan, Vekona mikan, Vekona al gabei. One pole here, and one thing on top. Vekona mikan, Vekona mikan, Vekona al gabei. Now, halachically, this has a status of as a wall. This has a status as a wall. So, basically, when you have a community and you want an area that you want people to carry in the area, so basically what you're trying to do is to make it in to a Rishus HaYachid. Okay? You want to make sure that it's a Rishus HaYachid, because you can only carry in Shabbos in a Rishus HaYachid. So say, let's start with a in a bungalow colony. So you have this bungalows and you have grass and you want to be able to carry from the bungalow into the grass. Right? So the bungalow is a Rishus HaYachid. The grass is a karmelus because the grass doesn't have a thoroughfare that's Tazayin Amma. There's no 600,000 people there. So in order to enable you to carry, what you do is you surround the area with these Tzuras HaPesachs. So you make a whole bunch of them. And you go all around. And basically, you've made your wall enclosed. And that today is what's called an Erev. The Tzuras HaPesach. Even though technically the word Erev is referred to the box of matzahs, but that's referred to the Tzuras HaPesach. So The thing is, you can only make a Tzuras HaPesach in a Karmelis. If the Tzuras HaPesach is in the Rishus HaRabim, then it doesn't work. Okay. So what's the question you could ask based on this?
Why not?
Well, why not is because since the Rabbim are there, they penetrate and they break the wall, so to speak. Not physically, but halachically. So based on this, it should come out that any community, where do you live? Where do your communities do you live?
Teaneck.
You live in Teaneck?
Elizabeth.
Los Angeles. Oh. Where part of Los Angeles?
Pico Robinson.
Are you rooting for Eula?
I won't be there.
They're in the championship.
Yeah, it's a big
net. My Talmud Rabbi is suffering. I just spoke to him. He's very excited about this game. Okay.
How are you?
You went to Eula?
I went to Eula.
You graduated? Good. So all your communities, it seems to be Rosh Hashanah to me. Now, in L.A., there's no question there's 600,000 people there. And there's no question in L.A. there are streets that are 16 amas wide. And yet, there's still an Erev in L.A. Now, let's talk about your community. Teaneck?
Yeah.
Well, what's in Teaneck?
Not a whole lot.
There are definitely streets that are 16 amas wide. Are there 600,000 people?
I don't think so. I think we're getting close, but not quite there yet.
No way. Elizabeth is the third biggest city in New Jersey. We only have like 200,000.
Okay.
Elizabeth?
Yeah.
How much?
We have like 200,000.
But you have streets that are 16 amas wide.
Yeah, of course.
And there's an Erev there. Elizabeth was one of the earliest Erevim. From Rav Tights.
We still take it down one Shabbos every year.
Yeah, which Shabbos do you take it down?
I don't remember. I forgot which Shabbos.
Is it one specific Shabbos or different years they pick different
Shabbos? I think it's like the same month that different Shabbos is.
So people should remember.
It's always in the summer, so when it's like
that was Rav Tights' idea?
Yeah, that was Rav Tights.
That people should realize there's a Nisr Hotzah on Shabbos. He's right, because in this generation, kids are growing up. They don't know that it's also a Nisr Hotzah on Shabbos. So let me ask you a question. So all your community, LA, that has everything, all the Hidurim. It's 16 hours wide and it has 600,000 people. Where do you live?
Muncie.
So Muncie
doesn't have anything.
Muncie doesn't have 600,000 people.
Well, doesn't have 16 amas wide streets either.
Who?
Muncie.
I
think it's tiny.
Sure.
It
has, right? And what about you?
Yeah.
Muncie? And you?
Philadelphia.
Which part of Philadelphia?
Northeast.
Northeast.
You might have 600,000.
I
probably do.
Yeah.
And
you,
where do you live?
Muncie
also. Well, Muncie.
I'm in Teaneck.
Okay, so Teaneck, Muncie, LA. Okay. So, but all your communities have Tezai and Amma. So, according to Hefter Rishonim, you shouldn't be allowed to make an Erev in any of your communities. Because it's Rishus HaRabim and HaTorah. So, what's the answer? The answer must be that you're relying on the opinion that says to be Rishus HaRabim, it's not enough just to have what? Tazayinama, but you also need what? 600,000 people. So in your community, you're saying some of your communities, maybe you don't have 600,000, But
so you're relying on the opinion that Rosh Hashanah is not Rosh Hashanah unless it also has 600,000 in addition to what? But what about what's your name?
Gilad.
Yeah. What about LA?
We have a problem.
Let's not go so far to LA. Let's talk about Manhattan.
Lower East Side.
Talk about the Upper West Side. Let's talk about Washington Heights.
There's no air up here.
Sure, there's an air.
Didn't stop.
What?
Does it include?
But Moshe said you can't have an air in the city.
Right.
That's why I don't carry air in Chalmers.
Oh, neither do I.
Then again, I live in Reuben, so I don't have to move that far in Chalmers.
So Washington Heights also. Is there 600,000 people?
Yeah.
In Manhattan? How many people are there in Manhattan?
9 million, 10 million?
8 million.
8 million. It's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people who live
in. It's a lot of people. And the streets are designed out of what?
Definitely.
And yet you still want to make an area. They still have an area. So what's the answer? You see, in your communities and wherever, you say you don't want to Zayin Amma, but they don't have Shishumi Road. So I understand why you have an area. In Elizabeth, perhaps. But in
LA?
In Manhattan. So what are we going to say about these communities?
Can't have an
area. You'll be able to get up. I want you to stop the interview. Are you going to stop the interview?
No.
Why not? And I can listen to you. What's your name?
Gilad.
Everyone's Gilad. Can I have Gilad too?
No, I'm Steven.
Oh, you're Steven.
Yes.
Okay.
Or Bissala.
Bissala. Oh. Lou? So what's the answer?
Is it possible to say that it's not just 600,000 people living there, it's 600,000 people passing through at any given time?
I still have that work in my way though.
Right, so there is an opinion that says you need 600,000 people passing through that street every day.
So that could explain why in the Heights it might be more of a Carmelist than, 42nd Street. Because Amsterdam over here might not see 600,000 people pass through in a day.
What about the whole Amsterdam?
Well,
Amsterdam goes down to...
Yeah.
To the west side.
But here it doesn't extend all the way that far.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter where you choose. Say I'm going to build an Erev in the Rosh Hashanah, but I'm only going to make it in one little... It doesn't matter. Because it's part of the rest of the street. You can't just decide. I'm just siphoning off this area.
So
because it's part of the larger thing, then it's what?
So
then it's Rosh Hashanah also.
Where do you draw the line then with the Carmelists in general? Why is it?
But a Carmelist, there's no 600,000 at all. In the whole area. So what do we say? So we have a problem here. So let's go through some of the possible solutions to the problem and see. Before we get to that, the concept of Tzuras HaPesach I just want to mention is Kan Mikam, Kan Mikam, Kan Al Gabayim, and the Gemara says it can't be Min Hatzad, but you can't have it coming from the side. Has to be on top of the pole. And even though there's a nail here, so you don't say that's coming from the side of the nail, it's still on top of the piece of wood. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So one teretz is kind of a mefulash mishar l'shar. And Rosh Hashanah Rabbim has to go from one side of the city to the other. So some learn that it means mechuvah, that it has to be straight. That if the streets aren't straight, then if the streets aren't straight, then it doesn't count. Therefore, so if you have to tell me, you would, like maybe Shach mentioned, would take a turn, or Ocean Parkway would take a turn, then that wouldn't be Rishus Haram. And others say there's no such thing. Rav Moshe Feinstein said there's no such halacha. Yeah, it has to be mefulash, means it has to be able to go from one side to the other, but that doesn't mean it has to be completely straight. Even if it zigzags, you know, like there was a posek in Bar Papa, Moshe Bix, that's all, and they asked him about certain streets here in the New York area. He says, is it mefulash? You know the answer, Vitalo? He said, it's mefulash until California. Because you can zigzag all the streets, you can drive until California. So that's mefulash. It's mefulash till California. So that's a question. Is this a good header? The mefulash mishar v'shar. Does mefulash mean mechuvan, that has to be straight, or just means mefulash? Another possibility. So there's a famous heter of the Chazon Ish. Say, if I'm walking out here, well, this is not a good street, they block it off, but say, 180, I live on 186th Street between Laurel Hill and Amsterdam. You know that block?
Yeah.
Right over there. So, is that block Tezayin Amma? Stoma. And it's part of the whole city which has 600,000, right? So, the Chazon Ish has this idea that any street that you have in a built-up community, by definition, is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Yeah, let's go over it. Make believe it's not cut off here. Say I go out here. Right? Look to my right. The Gluck Center. That's a wall. The Gluck Center is a wall. Look at it. The wall only has to be like 40-some inches. First wall. That's another wall. Now, where does it go to? Now, what about on the other side? I need four walls there. So where do I bump into? The gym? It's my third wall. Then keep going. Where do I bump into?
Atrium.
Or Broadway.
Yeah.
Right? The buildings on Broadway.
Sometimes they'll even hit Wadsworth where it cuts off.
Have four walls. The only thing is, for a wall to be good, it has to have, the problem is the gaps. You see, to get from
the library across the street, there's a gap. But the klal is, for a wall to be good, it has to be what? Omen meruba al haparos. There has to be more wall than gap. So is there more wall than gap? Yes or no? More wall than gap? Yeah. Look at my wall here. It starts with the library. It goes all the way block, all the way over. And then there's a street that's a gap till it hits, till it links up with what? With the next what? Row of buildings. And then there's a gap till the next row, till I hit the A train or Broadway. And the same thing over here. So the only thing is, there is a cloud that open Rubal parts is good, but you can't have a pirza yeser me'eser. You can't have a breach more than 10 amos, so around 18, 20 feet. So there are breaches of 18, 20 feet, right? So to get from this row of houses to the next row, there's going to be a breach of what? Of 20 feet, so then they can't link up. But Chazanish writes that some Rishonim hold that the din of Pirtz Yes and Yes is only a din de Rabban. That be the Raisa, as long as it's only Rubal parts, they're okay. So, if this be the case, then any built-up city, by definition, is a Rishus HaYachid. So once it's a Rishus HaYachid, min HaTorah, but it's not completely, so that means, but midrabanan, it's not, because it still has gaps. So any city, by definition, is what? Is a Karmelis. So Manhattan, L.A., it's all Karmelis. And then once it's a Karmelis, in other words, maybe when the din of Rishus HaRabim was only when you had a public thoroughfare that didn't have buildings surrounding it, because the buildings, here we're surrounded by buildings on all four sides, right? Right? Basically, any time you walk outside in the street, in any place in Manhattan, Kimat, except like a chapter says by the highways, but say within the, not within the highways, but within the residential or commercial parts, it's full of buildings. It's all built up. So basically, it's a Rishus HaYachid min HaTorah. It's not totally because they're gaps, so that makes it not good midrabanan. But if it's only midrabanan, then we can take what? A Tzuras HaPesach and fix it all up. And then we'll be fine. What do you think of that? But it comes out something very strange, like Rav Moshe would say. Because theoretically, then the biggest populated area, like of Manhattan, is not even Rishus HaRabim. Because there are walls all around it. Now, you have to know another thing about Manhattan and also about L.A. is Manhattan has a seawall around it. So even without the buildings, there's a wall around Manhattan. You know that? The sea. When you drive, there's a wall by the high, you know, surrounding Manhattan. It might not go by the whole Manhattan.
You have a Shushan Forum.
Yeah, that's the question. But I don't know if it's mostly Yeshua Ben Nun, but...
Has the land really changed?
No. It's a man-made wall.
The sea wall?
Yeah, not the sea itself, but by the island of Manhattan, there's a wall built by the edge of the island, so you don't just fall off. You see it when you drive on the
highway.
Yeah.
Now, there are places where it doesn't exist, there's a pier, but most of Manhattan could have the seawall. So then it comes out according to that, that Manhattan is what? Rishus HaYochid. And then, Rabbi Sauer told me that Rabbi Heineman discovered in L.A. that there are three walls around all of L.A. as well. So then if there are walls around L.A., so then maybe L.A. is also Rishus HaYochid Min HaTorah. Now there is a question the poskim have that, say I would build a wall around all of the United States, you know, the whole border. So what you mean to say all of the United States would be Rishus HaYochid? So the poskim say that a wall has its limitations. So you have to feel that you're inside the wall. But here, it's not so big, you know, from one side to the other. Especially the Chazon Ish, the fact that they have the buildings. So that is noticeable, right? Here's the building. Here's the building. It's very close by. So it could be that... So this is another heter that's given. Now, Rav Moshe didn't accept this heter. So why didn't he accept this heter? Isn't this a great heter? That all of these built-up areas are, by definition, Rishus HaYochid, because they have walls on all four sides. Now this is the, you see the irony that in the city you have it, suburbia you don't have it. Right? Suburbia is not built up like the city is. So the city might be better than suburbia. Suburbia might have less people, right? But it's not built up like this. Because in suburbia you can't say you're always surrounded by walls, right? Right? In New Jersey it just doesn't work that way. Right? But Manhattan, look, you know, wherever you go, in every four directions, then you're gonna bump into a wall. And there are gaps. But if so, if you hold that Pirkei Avos is a din d'oraisa, there's always gonna be gaps. So if that's a din d'oraisa, so then the whole thing falls off. Because then the walls can't connect because there are breaches between parts of the walls. So if you hold like that, then there's nothing to talk about. If you hold that Pirkei Avos Me'esir is only what? A din d'rabbanan, so then basically whenever we're in an area that's built up, by definition, it's a Rishus HaYochid. So that's another reason why. So people who carry in these big Erevin, they're doing so much that it has to be mechuvan, it has to be straight, and a lot of times the streets are not straight. Or they're doing so much that the Chazon Ish is cooler, that if it's built up, those are considered like walls. Or what else? So what do you think? So my shita personally is I would only carry in a place that's for sure not a Rishus HaYochid, HaRabim. Like in the mountains, where you have like in a camp, where there's no street that says the road is narrow, and there's no 600,000 people. But I personally wouldn't carry in any Erev once this Tezayin Amah wide. Because once Tezayin Amah wide, it could be Rishus HaRabim. And then you can't carry. But there is what to rely on. And, you know, basically one of those two Heterim that we just mentioned. Okay. So that's the basic discussion whether you want to rely on these leniencies or not. Because once you're in a situation where the streets are more than Tazayin Amma, then potentially it's Rosh Hashanah, and then potentially it wouldn't be good. So that's this discussion, whether you can still rely on the fact that the streets are not straight, or... And Rav Shlomo David Kahana of Warsaw wrote that that was the reason that they were making in Warsaw to have an Erev, is because they relied that the streets weren't straight. But they say also, like Ocean Parkway today, you keep going down, it turns, it doesn't go straight. But Rav Moshe felt that you don't need to go straight. As long as it can zigzag, it's also good. Okay, so that's the story. Yeah.
So halacha l'maaseh, if someone were to go to Stern for Shabbos, would they be able to carry, or?
So there's an Erev there now, also.
But regardless of that, like how would this unfold regarding?
If there is what to rely on, just like there's what to rely on over here. I would say, like, if you're not married yet and you don't have a responsibility of, you know, then there's no reason why you should carry. But if you have a baby carrying the whole thing, okay, then there's what to look for coolers. But if it's some, you're here in the Heights, so you're here downtown in Stern, and you just want to keep something in your pocket, and there's no necessity, like, why rely on these coolers if L'maisa is not so simple, as I just explained to you.
Is the strength of the air that we have in Hawaii, is it a more reliable head there than the one that exists in Teaneck or in Elizabeth?
Well, it depends what perspective you look at it. From one hand, we have the built-up area, right? On the other hand, we're in an area that has part of 600,000 people. So we have a mile and a chisara. We have a potential Rosh Hashanah. Maybe we have a better solution because we have the built-up area. There, then, in those areas that don't have 600,000, they don't have a potential Rosh Hashanah, but they don't have a built-up area. Now, let me tell you, there's a sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam has a chumrah. We discussed before the concept of a Tzuras HaPesach. You could have a Tzuras HaPesach. So a lot of Erevs is basically one Tzuras HaPesach and another Tzuras HaPesach all around, right? Mm-hmm. Tzuras HaPesach and Tzuras... Rambam says, what are you talking about? How can you make a Tzuras HaPesach? Like, it's like a hell of a... I don't mean it like that, but... Like, just make Tzuras HaPesachs? You have a door. Basically, you have a wall and then there's a door. You don't make the whole... Roof just doors?
I don't know, over here maybe we do the first hall. Door.
In general, you don't, right? It's one door. So the Rambam says you can only make Tzuras HaPesach, and basically you have a wall, and there's a gap in the wall. There's more than 10 amos, so then you can make it Tzuras HaPesach. But if you don't have the wall, it's just Tzuras HaPesach, then it doesn't work. Or if you have the Rambam says you have two parallel walls and it's open on the north and the south, then you can just put a Tzuras HaPesach here and a Tzuras HaPesach here and you're okay. Or you could... Right? But not...
just Tursa Pesach and Tursa Pesach. The Rambam hold that even in the bungalow colony, like the bungalow colony in a camp, what do you have in a camp today? You have Tursa, if you ever worked in the Erev and went to summer camp, it's basically Tursa Pesach, Tursa Pesach all around. So the Rambam says no good, even though it's only a canvas. So that's the chumrah of the Rambam. So that chumrah I have to take it upon myself, because at least over there, it's not a shayla of a daraisa. But the Rambam says that if the camp would have walls and just some breaches need to be patched up with a tzuras pesach, that would be okay. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav paskins like the Rambam. So that's why Lubavitchers don't use Erevin in communities. Because even in our communities, even in the Carmels, they wouldn't use it because it's Tzuras HaPesach, you know, he holds you can't just make a string of Tzuras HaPesach. So based on the two shiurim we've discussed last week and this week, Lubavitchers don't shave, and they don't carry in most Erevin. So that's two very good things. They don't shave and they don't carry an Erevin. So you have to realize both about the shaving and the carrying of Erevins, neither of them are so pashut. You know, people do that, you know, as if, okay, it's no shaila, it's fine, but you know, it's still not such a pashut thing. Yeah, what do you think?
The heter for carrying in like the whole city, that has to do with the chazon ish, with feeling like you're close to walls, or
yeah. So what's in the old city?
It's a wall.
It's a wall.
Even the gates, like it's a fully enclosed wall, except for that one little area by Shor Yafo, where the road goes in.
Right. Right. And the breaches, there are no breaches. See.
Well, there are gates.
They're gates. Right. Well, let me mention another thing that I didn't mention yet. There's a concept also called the losos. Losos means, the Gemara says, that there is a way that you can carry even in Rosh Hashanah. How is that? If there are doors. Say you have Rosh Hashanah, and you have a thoroughfare. It's 16 hours wide, there's 600,000 people going in there. But there's a door. A door. And every night, the door is shut. The door is locked. So then, the Gemara says, that's okay. That's why the Gemara says in Yerushalayim, every night they would lock the doors of the gates of the city. And the Gemara says, if they wouldn't have locked the gates of the city every night, then Yerushalayim would have been a Rosh Hashanah. But since it's locked every night, then it's not a Rosh Hashanah. Now, today, you can't really do that. But if we put doors on the streets and we lock them, we couldn't do that. We'd get arrested, right? The Rambam sheet is, even if you don't lock them, but potentially it could be locked, it also is good. If you don't, you know, so that's not even so simple either. some, you know, block off the street on the, I think the night of Thanksgiving Day parade, they block off the, but the Chora, that doesn't do anything, because that's one night a year for 2 minutes. It's not, I mean, losses means that you have to, you know, every night. So if we'd have a doorway, and it would be open during the day, and every night we would lock it, then that area wouldn't be Rosh Hashanah.
What about 185th
Street? Yeah, so 185th Street is very interesting because it's basically locked, say, during the day. What is it, at 11 o'clock it's allowed? What is,
I don't even think they open it up at night anymore. I don't think anyone takes away the belongings.
Yeah. Right. So that's the question, whether this is, what do we say, that since the two streets that it leads into, but here it's not even a thoroughfare anymore, so it could be that, it could be there's much to talk about, whether it's the street that since there's no, you know, would have a din of Rosh Hashanah or not. Because it's not a thoroughfare anymore. The only thing is people do walk. Yeah, that's the thing. People do walk. So even though streets, cars don't, but the people do. And that leads into the Amsterdam and what's the next street called?
Audubon.
So maybe since people lead, and that leads into those streets, maybe it's still considered Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So in many communities, there's always been an air of controversy. You know, whether you're allowed to put up an Erev, you're not allowed to put up an Erev. So these are the issues that are, you know, revolved around this Erev controversy. Because once the area is deemed a Rosh Hashanah and Midaraisa, then you can't put up an Erev. And many areas that people want to put up Erev in have, you know, areas that potentially are Rosh Hashanah. So all these heterim, the heter of straight, that's not so simple at all. The heter of the chazanish, that only assumes that that persi yaser miyaser is a din derabanan. It's also not so simple. Also, there's a din of Rosh Hashanah and Makura, if there would be an overhang or a ceiling. So that area is not Rosh Hashanah underneath the ceiling. Rosh Hashanah and Makura is not a Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so these are some of the basics. Bez Hashem, next week we'll do. If it was Erev, I spoke to Rabbi Kolinsky, we could do Yoni Pesachim. Okay? Pesach is always... and we could see how long you'd like to spend on Yoni Pesachim. Okay, but this is somewhat of an overview of Yoni Erev. Okay?